Carlisle 3 Home Inspections and Consulting. You know the name. He's still in the game.
WCHV time is 7:15. That we shall. Mac McDonald is going to take us inside the sports headlines. You know, it says something about a basketball game that goes to overtime and they still can't crack 50 points, but, you know, he kept going through it. Good morning, Mac. How are you?
I'm telling you, watching Virginia play is like getting root canal. And, you know, especially if you're a Cavalier fan, because you're going, no! Ouch! Presented by Batteries Plus, thanks to the Cavalier Diner and Emmett Street, you can always trust the Plus. Notre Dame head basketball coach Mike Bray admitted in his postgame last night he had never been involved in a 3-2 overtime score that decided the outcome. Virginia held on for a 50-49 win over the Irish, scoring just 5 points, the final 11-47 of regulation in overtime. UVA did not hit a field goal in the extra five and got just one bucket the final 6 minutes of regulation. A Braxton Key free throw with 2:04 left in OT was the difference. Pretty impressive, since Braxton's first free throw traveled about 12 feet. Tony Bennett called it a united mentality that made the difference for his Wahoos.
I had sent you a note.
Did I not? Oh, did I?
I can pretend to be Tony if you want.
Nah, it's all right. I got really involved in this NCAA thing. It's my bad. I didn't send the quote. But I will play it at 8:15. All right. Mamadi Diakite led the Wahoos with 20. Virginia climbs to 16 and 7 and 8 and 5 in the ACC. See, I listen to you, Joe, on my phone, and so I don't even see any messages. Notre Dame falls to 6 and 7 in the conference. Cavs and Carolina hook up in Chapel Hill Saturday night at 8. All right, NC State picked up an important win on the road, beating Syracuse by 5. Both teams now are 7-6 in the league, and North Carolina dominated by Wake, 74-57. Carolina is 3-10, Wake is 4-10. So, there are 48 teams vying for 36 spots in the four-letter affair. All right, one of the craziest bubble watches in years. We'll have more on that at 8:15. Plus, wow. Tony Bennett. All right. As pitchers and catchers are reporting to Arizona and Florida, Major League Baseball is overwhelmed with the sign-stealing scandal and the news that is finding its way to reputable websites. CBSSports.com reported last night that Carlos Beltran, the former Astro-turned-Mets manager, the 9-time All-Star, who was released a couple of weeks ago, was in cahoots with Alex Cora, who also lost his job in Boston. They were approached by veteran catcher Brian McKeon, and told to, hey, curtail the trash can communication in stealing signs. Beltran refused. And according to McKeon, he just steamrolled everyone. So the story, and that baseball story, is going to continue every day now as they look. There are going to be other people implemented, I think, as we look at this.
Usually,
anyway, Bradley Beal. Huh? Go ahead.
Usually, sign stealing is confined to election time around here in Charlottesville. So it's a
rim shot.
I know. We're here all week. Try the liver. All right, Mac.
All right. In the words of Tony Soprano, I'll leave you the rest before 8:15, then I'll be on my game.
All right.
Tony Soprano. Have the winter blues got you down?